This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to everyone following along. And a special salam to my beloved brother and beautiful soul, Sidi Sinan, Hafiz Sinan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in every good and bless him and his family. And I second everyone's sentiments of his recitation, which is a recitation that comes, inshallah, from a beautiful heart. It reaches the heart and it is an elixir and a healing for all who listen, as is the reality of the Quran. In every case, but especially when it comes from someone who tastes the realities and the meanings of the Quran as they're reciting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and make us brothers and sisters all together who respect one another and love one another for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake and unite us with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of paradise. Fi khair wa lutfa afiyah. Inshallah, in the time that we have, we'll look at one or two verses, and they're connected from Surah Al-Kahf, and we are looking at verses 13 and 14, but we'll focus more on verse 14, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us of the youth, these youth who wanted to leave and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. We relate to you, O Prophet, their story in truth. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. They were youths who truly believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is what we want to focus on, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and we strengthen their hearts. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse that they were young people who were surrounded in their society by people who were idol worshippers, people who were polytheists. And they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we increase them in guidance. So there is something in that for us, that when we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we go against the grain, when we stand for the truth, especially the truth with a capital T, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in guidance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support us and help us and increase us in guidance. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and we strengthen their hearts. And one of the comments regarding the beautiful recitation of the Qur'an is that it was a healing for the heart after an entire week of work and stress and responsibilities and family and all of the things that we go through. One of the blessings of Jumu'ah is that it's a spiritual reset. That when we pray Salat al-Jum'ah, when we come together and we read Surah Al-Kahf, we engage in more salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that it spiritually sets us back in a much more balanced and healthy place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in blessing. So Allah here says, وَرَبَطَنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and we strengthen their hearts. So when we believe in Allah, and we stand for him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we turn to him sincerely, that is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will assist us and support us and strengthen our hearts. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When they stood up and declared, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. We will never call upon any god or gods besides him. مِن دُونِهِ إِلَىٰ لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا. Or we would be truly uttering an outrageous lie. So some of the mufassirin, they talk about this strengthening the hearts and their standing up and declaring. So some of the ulama, they said that one of the meanings is أن مقامهم بين يدي الملك الكافر. That when they stood up, this means that they actually had to stand before the king who was a disbeliever. And this king who was a disbeliever, obviously, is someone who's going to be intimidating. He has all of these people at his disposal, an army and soldiers, and he can put these people in prison or torture them or whatever it may be. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that they were going to stand before this king, he strengthened their hearts. And by extension, we remember that sometimes we're put in difficult situations. It could be at work. It could be in public, at the store. Someone says something really mean. Or even may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and all the Muslims, that we see even a severe calamity, like what happened in Turkey and Syria, this earthquake that shakes people. And many Muslims passed away. And many people, women and children and the elderly, they passed away. That we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in those times, to strengthen our hearts with iman, so that we are able to stand up and understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, even in those situations. And we'll talk a little bit about that even in the next portion, when we talk about the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, is that we believe in the unseen. And part of the unseen is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that these types of calamities would happen more often at the end of time, and that this would be something that occurred especially in Muslim majority countries. So we as believers, it saddens us deeply, but we realize that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this would happen, and that those people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they died upon that belief, that inshallah they will be considered martyrs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have a lofty rank with Him. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that people who die in those types of situations will be martyrs. So we are sad, and it weighs heavily upon our hearts. And I would recommend people not to watch too many videos, because there's no benefit in watching videos. If you want to help, absolutely help. Turn that sadness, turn those feelings of pain into action. Dua, donating money, helping out in whatever way you can. But just to watch all of these various videos, it's not a benefit. It doesn't change anything, and it can really hurt us or desensitize us, which is even worse. But that we recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِلَّهِ مُرَاد فِي مَا أَرَاد, that there is a wisdom in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. Right? There's a wisdom in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. So we place our trust in Allah, and we know that those people, no one will be wronged by Allah, especially when we understand the realities of the hereafter. But it comes back to what we read in this verse, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, we strengthen their hearts, that they are not easily shaken by fear or by changing circumstances or by being threatened or terrorized when they stood up. So one of the meanings is when they stood up before the king, that they were firm upon their belief in the oneness of Allah, even when the king tried to force them to worship these other idols. Another understanding from the scholars of tafsir is that when they stood together, that they actually assembled, that these youth, they met one another outside of the city, and that they were actually the sons of noblemen in the city, people of authority and people of influence in the city, so that they actually met outside of the city, and they said, you know what, we don't believe in all of these false gods. And they said that we believe in the Lord of the heavens and the earth. When they said, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, that they actually came together. And sometimes this happens. This could have happened with our friends or with young people. They sometimes get a little bit disenchanted with the status quo. Everyone's saying that all that matters is that we do what they're doing. that we worship and we follow their customs. But they all got together and said, you know what? I think the Lord is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who created the sun and the moon and the stars, that he is one without partner. And these idols that they're worshiping made out of wood and stone and otherwise, that's not my God. That's not the one who created us. Actually, we created those things, and they don't think for themselves or speak for themselves. So they all kind of came together and discussed it and said, you know what? I think you're right. That's the same thing that I believe. And that happens, subhanAllah. I've heard of many stories of a group of friends who all become Muslim together. They'll start discussing things and say, you know what? I'm not convinced in whatever other belief they might have grown up in, whether it's the Trinity or the divinity of Jesus or things like that. So you know what Islam says? Islam says this, that Jesus is a prophet and that he's honored and he's beloved to Allah, but that God also sent another prophet, the Prophet Muhammad, and he clarifies all of these things. And then they'll all become Muslim together, right? So you see that happening from time to time. So that is a second meaning of that we strengthen their hearts. And when they stood up together and discussed it and agreed to become Muslims, and that they wouldn't give in to the social pressure to conform to what everyone else believed in. Another meaning is that they stood up to leave the city, that Allah strengthened their hearts. And they said, you know what? We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're not going to compromise. And if it means that we have to actually leave in order to save ourselves and to remain in a state of belief, that's what we're going to do. So then they stood up to leave the city. That's another one of the meanings. There's a beautiful tafsir of Sidi Ahmed ibn Ajiba, radiallahu anhu. He says that you see in these verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they believed, that they were youths who believed, and we increased them in iman, that you see in these verses that there are qualities that are especially beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first is iman. The first is faith. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them to believe in their Lord. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. That's the first thing. They believed in their Lord. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased them in guidance. And the way that they were increased in guidance is that Allah continued to purify their hearts until they tasted the sweetness of coming to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the third quality, so the first quality is iman, and the second quality is an increase in guidance. The third quality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened their hearts. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. That he says one of the meanings of this is that their hearts, rabat means to tie something, but it also can mean to strengthen something. So for example, when you tie a knot, you are strengthening a connection between one thing and another. So that I'm going to tie this thing to the wall, and then I tie the knot tightly so that it's strong and it doesn't become severed. But it means here, he's saying that their hearts became tied and attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way where it could never be undone. So that's the third thing, is that their hearts became so attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, إِذْ قَامُوا, when they stood up, that this means, and this is how it relates to us, that we stand up in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in da'wah. That we stand up for the truth, and we, after we have iman and we've increased in guidance and Allah has given us strength in our hearts, we stand up and we invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're not fazed by any people who stand in our way or criticize us or try to put us down or changes of circumstances or anything like that. And then finally, وَالصَّلَعْ بِالْحَقِّ غَيْرْ مُبَالَاتٍ بِأَحَدٍ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ. And that they then declared the truth. So then they said, I'm going to go out and call people to Allah no matter what happens. And then they followed it up with actually calling to Allah and saying, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. So then they clarified the truth to people, and that we will not call upon other gods besides Allah, or we would be truly uttering an outrageous lie. So these are qualities that we want. We want iman, and we want Allah to increase us in guidance and to allow us to be purified so that we witness Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our hearts become attached to Him so that we cannot be fazed or taken away or diverted from Him by anything in creation. And then we want to stand for the truth. We want to serve the ummah. We want to be sources of good and benefit and positivity and healing and restoration and virtue and beauty and light for creation, and that we follow it up by calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and clarifying the truth for people. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in guidance and to make us people who fulfill all of these character traits. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Jazakallah khairan, Ustaz Amjad, for that deep dive into those two ayahs and, you know, the profound lessons and meanings that you were able to draw out of them for us. That was really great. And we look forward to your Friday lesson, inshallah. I'm just going to give a couple announcements and I'll bring you back.